This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
For the Thursday afternoon teaching and deliverance service of July the 4th, 1991, being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas.
Now, go to Jeremiah 15. Don't want to let the time get away here. I think the Lord wants me to write a book of our story. We've got quite a story. Hallelujah. I've been mad and I've been glad. Jeremiah 15, 15th verse. Let's just read through it. Some of you may not know about Jeremiah. He was called the weeping prophet. He got hurt a lot. And he went up and down. Now look at him here. Oh Lord, you know, remember me and visit me and take vengeance on me for my persecutors. Do not take me away to your long suffering. In your long suffering, know that for your sake I've suffered rebuke. Your words were found and I ate them, and your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I'm called by your name, O Lord God of hosts. Jeremiah 15, 15, 16. I guess. Okay. Verse 17, I did not sit in the assembly of the mockers, nor did I rejoice. I sat alone because of your hand, for you filled me with indignation. Why is my pain perpetual and my wound incurable, which refuses to be healed? Will you surely be to me like an unreliable stream as waters that fail? Has God ever failed you? Sure he has. In your own mind he has. Come on, let's get honest. Come on, let's get honest with God. I'm going to get tough with you now. We're going to quit playing these fantasy religious games about who God is. Let's be honest. I'm mad at you, God. You failed me. And you're the one that got me hurt. And if I knew any place else to go, damn it, I'd get out of here. And it's only that honesty and truth and reality that's ever going to get us healed. Amen. Jesus said, we'll know the truth, which the word means reality, and that's what will set us free. We got to quit playing religious games about who we are. You know, I love to fly in the heavenly. I love to fly off in the kingdom. And all the things are going to happen. Listen, we need that hope as an anchor. But we have to come down and live meanwhile. We got to pay the bills. Kick the cats. Discipline the kids. And clean out the toilet. And change the oil in the car. That's the kingdom too. Hallelujah. Until we get there. Praise the Lord. So, verse 19, therefore thus says the Lord. Uh-oh. God's going to talk now. Jeremiah's had his bit. If you return, then I'll bring you back. You shall stand before me. If you take out the precious from the vile. What's the vile? What's vile? Bitterness. You shall be as my mouth. Let them return to you, but you must not return to them. And I will make you to this people a fortified bronze wall. They won't be able to do that to you anymore if you'll stand right and forgive. You'll be strong. You'll be like a bronze wall. They won't be able to hurt you like that. And they'll fight against you, but they will not prevail against you. For I'm with you to save you and deliver you, says the Lord. I will deliver you from the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem you from the grip of the terrible. Listen, brethren, let me tell you, some of the people that came against us through the years, some of them are dead. And I did not pray for their death. I forgave and forgave and forgave. And blessed and blessed and blessed. But they're dead. Vengeance is the Lord's. Bless those who curse you. It's hard. It's hard. But what a work it'll do in us. Now I want you to just flip over to Lamentations just for a few seconds. Lamentations 1, it's the end of Jeremiah. This is Jeremiah seeing what happened because of the sins of Israel. He's looking at Jerusalem, and it's laid waste because of the judgments of God on his people. I just want to touch a few scriptures first, and then we'll just kind of skim through here. Verse 16, chapter 1, he says, for these things I weep, my eye overflows with water, because the comforter who should restore my life is far from me. Where are you, Holy Spirit? Where are you? Where are you? I'm hurting and I can't find you. My children are desolate because the enemy prevails. The enemy prevails. If there's desolation in your life, it's because of judgments of the Lord It's because the enemy's prevailed. It's not because of some person's done you in. It's not flesh and blood. It's God dealing with us. All these wounds and hurts, if we're God's people and we've got a sovereign God, and I believe we do, are allowed and designed by God. We've got to see that, and they're for our benefit. They're for our benefit. They're for our training. They're for our brokenness and contriteness. They're to deal with our pride and to deal with our haughtiness and deal with our stubbornness and to deal with it, to bring us into fellowship with Him. He can't fellowship us until we're broken. Look at chapter 2, verse 14. I just can't pass that one up. I got to just look at it. Your prophets have seen for you false and deceptive visions. They've not uncovered your iniquity to bring back your captives, but have envisioned for you false prophecies and delusions. We got a lot of that going on. Probably some of you need some deliverance from false prophecies and delusions. Been prayed over you. Listen, for a so-called prophet to come up and prophesy to you something sweet and wonderful when your heart's full of bitterness, they're not doing you the ministry of the Lord. They're not doing you the ministry of the Lord. And if they can't see that heart, then I doubt them being a true prophet of God. I tell you, God has so opened Linda and I that sometimes it's painful to go to a shopping center. We'll sit there sometimes, watch the people go by, and we'll just see their hearts and just ache for them. And I say, God, there's so many hurting people. And then I come among you and I discern some of the pain and the hurt and so forth. Because I see your heart. Not all of you. And I don't go around looking for that. You understand? I don't go around saying, well, I want to see what's in there. I'm not a spiritual peeping Tom. In fact, sometimes I just rather not see. Sometimes it's painful to be with God's people because of where there's so much hurt and pain and so forth. So many needs. And I do want to burn myself out, so to speak, for God. But I'm not going to lose that curse. God, renew our youth like an eagle. Restore and refresh us that we may carry on. Now, go to chapter 3 and we'll just read a few more. Verse 25. The Lord, now he's talking about all these afflictions, all these troubles, all these abominations. He says, the Lord is good to those who wait for Him. Wait for what, Lord? You wait for the Lord to deal with that person that hurt you. You wait for the Lord to deal with that bad divorce or that stinking husband or that child that's rebelled. You wait on God. He's good to those that wait on Him. Don't take it in your own hands. The Lord is good to those who wait for Him, to the soul who seeks Him. It is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man to bear the yoke in his youth. Now go down to verse 31. For the Lord will not cast off forever. Though He causes grief, yet He will show compassion according to the multitude of His mercies. For He does not afflict willingly nor grieve the children of men. Brethren, if we were perfect vessels already, God wouldn't have to afflict us. He wouldn't have to allow these things. I mean, He just wouldn't have to. But because He loves us, see, He doesn't afflict us willingly. He doesn't let us have grief willingly, but to enter into all that Jesus is. Paul said that I may know Him, the power of His resurrection, the fellowship of His suffering, being made conformable to His death. That's the part that's always left out of that scripture in Revelation, 12:11, where it says, we overcome Him by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimonies, and that we love not our lives unto the death. That's the holiest of holy place attitude. Verse 40, let us search out and examine our ways and turn back to the Lord. Let us lift our hearts and hands to God in heaven, for we have transgressed and rebelled and have not pardoned. We have not forgiven. Let's forgive. Let's forgive. Let's forgive. And let's go on. Let's get healed. And let's go on. Let's don't be like Jonah and wait till we get in the belly of the whale. As Kelly Varner says, take a submarine ride. And then finally Jonah said, I praise God in hell. And boy, it was hell being in the belly of that big fish. And finally began to praise Him. And The whole thing vomited him out. Now see this picture and I'm done. Let's go to Mara. Ever been behind a leader that led you to Mara? Well, what do you think he was doing? He was following what he thought was God, and it probably was God, and God said, okay, I'm going to take you over here, Moses. Go over here. Moses was confident that he was hearing God. Moses spoke to God face to face. He couldn't miss it. He got over there, and the water was bitter, and I'm sure Moses was as surprised as the rest of the people were. Because he went to praying real fast. But the people blame Moses, just like they'll blame you. So you'll get the blame. It's your fault. One other experience I failed to tell you. Things got to going so strong, so good, we moved our church down to the inner city of Dallas, and we're ready to take off on a real evangelistic thing. It was down in the area where there's a lot of homosexuality and prostitution and all kinds of racial mixtures, and I was so excited. We had this place and bookstore and everything, and calls were coming to travel and everything, and I had these men I thought were ready, and at least I thought God told me to lay hands on them, and I still believe he did. Went fasted 3 days and prayed and came back and laid hands on these men and said, brother, you're the pastor. And I didn't get out of town before they turned on me like vicious dogs. And finally ended up just giving the church to them, everything, chairs, sound equipment, everything. Just gave it to them. Said, I'll just go on. If God wants me to have all this stuff, then he'll replace it. Well, make a long story short, about 6 weeks later, he called me and said, I can't stand it. You want this back? I'm going to sell it. So I'll take it back. So I took it back, and see, we'd had a split. A bunch of folks said, we're going to come pray. Stand by you, Brother Steve. And I said, well, you know, I don't want that. But some of them just, you know, they had to leave. And so we brought the two groups back together. You ever been in one of those deals on Sunday morning? And, boy, it was tense. And so after the service, all these people out of the other group started coming up and hugging me. I said, Brother Steve, I forgive you. Ooh, that didn't rub well with me. Ooh, what have I done? I wasn't even here. I was in Guatemala. I'd been in Guatemala 2 weeks, and I'd been in Florida 2 weeks. And so help me, I hadn't done anything. And I wanted to just reach back and slap him almost, you know. So what do you mean, forgive you? I mean, forgive me. So you forgive me and experience what I know. Enter into my suffering. And just receive it. And so I said, thank you. Thank you. Because in their minds, I had hurt them. As far as they were concerned, I'd wounded them and done them wrong. And there's still some folks today that think, but so help me God, I don't know what it is. And what do you do with that? You fight for it. You go and argue with them. No, you just leave it to God. Let it go. Forgive it. Release it. Let's go down to Mara. What's it take to make the water sweet? In Mara, in a way, a tree, which is what he was crucified on, a tree. They hung him on a tree. Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. God said, go find a tree, Moses, and throw it in the water, and the water will be sweet. The cross that we have to bear doesn't hang around our neck. Our cross is in that giving up of our life and our rights. When other people, when we have them, yes, we have them. But we let them go. We find the tree and we die there a little bit more every time we do. And bless God, it lets us enter into resurrection life. Resurrection life doesn't fall out of the sky. It comes out of our own laying down our lives. You see that? The times I want to kick the door and I don't. The times I want to slap my wife or something. I don't feel that way anymore. I've been delivered. But I don't. I die a little bit. Bless God. I die daily sometimes. Oh, you're getting this. I see that right now. That's the cross. It's not some fantasy that we hang on the wall. In fact, we bought this building. We had a great giant oak cross on the wall. Beautiful thing. Found out in the book it worth about $300 if you bought it new, maybe more. I guess it was about $500. Took that thing down. It needs to be in my life, not up on the wall. And there it is. That's the gospel. You take up your cross daily, follow me, and you'll get a chance to every day. You do it by forgiving, but one way. And follow him, follow him, follow him, the cross. When you're rejected, you forgive. When you're betrayed, you forgive. When you're hurt, you forgive. And you'll begin to understand who he is. You'll begin to fellowship him. Amen? It'll build a personal relationship with him. And you'll know him. You'll know him. Praise God. Today, as we pray, you enter into this. Why don't you put your Bibles down? As we enter into prayer, you're going to go out of here today knowing the Lord when you came in. We wanted to know the sweet Lord in the garden, whose voice sounds like the birds. We haven't wanted to know the suffering one who was rejected, and hurt, and betrayed, whipped, nailed, mocked and scourged. That's how we know him. That's what the Bible says. That's how we know him, through the powers in the cross. The relationship begins in the cross. Amen? Amen. Now, why don't you just bow your heads. Don't look at me. Let the Lord deal with your heart. Let there be healing here. Let there be deliverance. Let there be, Lord God, whatever that wound is, whatever that uncovered pool of bitterness might be. Father, work of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, just uncover and expose and reveal and let us get free. Let us get healed. Let us get cleansed. Let us be purged of all the guile of bitterness, of all the wormwood that might be in us. We come with the tree, Lord. First of all, get clean before the Lord. Lord, forgive me of any sin. We've not been sinless in all this, in relationships, people you've hurt. God, forgive me for hurting them. Forgive me for betraying. Forgive me. Lord, there's adultery here to be forgiven. There's, in the mind, in the thoughts, there's thoughts of betrayal. There's other things going on here in the spirit. Get it confessed before the Lord quietly. Lord, I have thought of leaving. I have thought of retaliation. I have thought of revenge. I have thought, Lord. Some of you may have taken action. Ask the Lord to forgive you. In Jesus' name. Maybe you've retaliated with words, critical words toward that person that hurts you. Gossip and slander against them. You stoned them with your words. Father, forgive me. In Jesus' name, I've sinned against you with these attitudes and these thoughts and so forth. Oh, Lord God, we plead the blood of Jesus. We confess it. We come with that sprinkling of that blood. Lord, let the blood be sprinkled out of the bowl. Let the hyssop sprinkle us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Lord. Cleanse us. Lord, we have failed. We failed our spouses. We failed our parents. We have, Lord God. We confess that. We've broken covenant. We've been covenant breakers in churches and in relationships and other things. Oh, God, we confess that. We confess that, Lord. We just want to get the slate clean, Lord, in Jesus' name. And, Lord, in the strength of the Christ that's in me, say this with me, in the strength of the Christ that's in me, I do now make a choice. I choose to forgive. I choose to release. I choose right now, Lord, to embrace that tree and give up my own life and my own rights and release your sweet forgiveness in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I do now forgive. Now do it. And while you're doing that, I'm going to read a scripture out of Matthew 6 to you, where Jesus ended this passage, or came to a transition. He says, "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. It's your choice. And let me tell you, don't leave any stone unturned. Let's let it go deep here today. And really let the Lord do a work in us. I know you've probably been through teachings like this 100 times, some of you. But I know the Holy Spirit said this was it for today. I know He did. God wants to get all bitterness and all wormwood and all guile out of us. We can be sweet water. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Now, while you're still in this attitude, I'm going to pray for you because there's demons involved in this. And they come in and feed on a root of bitterness. And there's all kinds of unclean spirits that just swarm around this kind of stuff. All kinds of infirmities that come out of this, grow out of this. So right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus, we ask you for deliverance. You just don't pray. You just receive. Just like you did yesterday. You did good. Good deliverance. We're going to have some more today. We're going to drive out these spirits around this root of bitterness. A lot of you got deliverance yesterday, but some more to come. In the name of Jesus right now, Lord, I bind every strong man that still has any hold. We bind you. Jesus said, bind the strong man first. And we bind the strong man. We come. Every strong man of bitterness, we command you to leave today. We cast you out. You're going to come out. You get out now. Now. Not tomorrow, not tonight, but now. You unclean spirits to begin leaving around these areas of bitterness, Jesus' name, and unforgiveness. Spirits of hatred. I see a picture like an idol of a person that you've hated. Some of you have such hatred and bitterness that person that you've has hurt you is like an idol in your mind. They keep coming back, their face, their image. And I rebuke that image. Tell it to leave you. Get out in the name of Jesus. That familiar spirit, that idolatrous image. Now go. In Jesus' name, of a father or someone was abused or raped. That in Jesus' name, that spirit, leave now. Leave now. Forgive that one that raped you. Forgive that one that abused you and committed incest with you. Forgive it. Get out. That idolatrous image in the mind. I cast you out. Now get out in the name of Jesus. Go now. In Jesus' name. So wounded and hurt and betrayed. You just hold that image. Get out of the mind. That stronghold in the mind, we demolish you with the weapons of our warfare. Now go now. Casting down imaginations in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, come out. That and every high place that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, get out. That spirit that says, I can't forgive, I can't forget, go in Jesus' name. Go right now. You're a liar. You're lying against the Word of God. In Jesus' name, we demolish that high place and that stronghold. Come out of every mind in here. In the name of Jesus, go. In the name of Jesus, right now. Come on, get out right now. Go. Familiar spirits, go. In Jesus' name. Spirits of unforgiveness, you unforgiving spirit, you spirit that just holds that unforgiveness and holds that resentment. In Jesus' name, go now. Go now. You're trespassing in God's people. You're trespassing in the body of Christ. Go. Hatred, spirits of hatred, just hatred, raw hatred, go in the name of Jesus right now. In the name of Jesus. You demon that designs revenge, that thinks back, if only I'd done differently, or thinks about ways to get back, go. That spirit of retaliation and revenge, go now. I smite you with the word of the Lord. In Jesus' name, get out right now. I smite you with the hand of God. Get out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus right now. In the name of Jesus. You demons in there that won't let it be forgotten, the memory recall that brings it back up and affects the emotions and keeps the emotions worked up, go, 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 go. In Jesus' name, get out. In Jesus' name, get out. You demons that are causing dreams about this, dreams and nightmares, go in Jesus' name. That are recalling that through the dream at night, go, go, come out. Come out right now. I cast you out. Get out right now. Get out in Jesus' name. Demons of fantasies of those past experiences, in Jesus' name, get out of the mind. Out, 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 out. You'll not come in our sleep time. and do that. Now go in the name of Jesus right now. Spirits of nightmares, in Jesus' name, get out, get out, get out right now. Get out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, you demons that agitate and cause restlessness and fear and worry and all of that oppression that comes from all of this. Go, come on, get out. In the name of Jesus, get out. In the name of Jesus, get out. In the name of Jesus, get out. In Jesus' name, get out right now. Go, come on, get out right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, leave. Leave, all of you leave. All of you leave. In the name of Jesus right now. All the bitter root, all the wormwood, come out. In Jesus' name, go, 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 go right now. Come out, bitterness. All the guile of bitterness. Now, come on, brother, just push this out. Maybe some of you need to cough a little bit. Get that guile out of there. All that spirit of gall, the gall of bitterness, come out. The gall of bitterness, come out. Come out by the root. Come out by the root. Go where? Go, go, go. Get out of here. Leave this area. Go to outer darkness. In Jesus' name, get out. Get out, demons. Get out, demons. Go. All of you demons attached to the root of bitterness, go. All this bitterness, go. Bitterness. Deep bitterness, go, 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 now, in Jesus' name, get out. Unforgiveness, in Jesus' name, we break your hold on the mind. We break your hold on the mind. We break your hold now, in Jesus' name, and command you to go right now, in Jesus' name. You covenant-breaking spirits, go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. It seems like there's always somebody that needs to forgive a debt. There's always a faith, and I guess the Holy Spirit's prompting me here. I believe He is. You loaned money, and it's just eating you. Forgive it. I can't afford to. Oh, you can't afford not to. Forgive it. Forgive it. Spiritually forgive it. I'm not saying just to write it off completely, but spiritually in your spirit, in your heart, forgive it. And that'll release God. For a return. I've seen it happen again and again and again. Let it go in Jesus' name. Some of you say, well, my parents owed me love. They may have, but forgive the debt. Forgive the debt. Some of you brothers that have been pastors, the people owed me faithfulness. Yeah, they did, but forgive. Forgive the betrayal. Forgive the faithlessness. Forgive it. Forgive it. Let it go in Jesus' name. Forgive it. Now let's take a step here and let's deal with this thing with God. It's a big thing. It's bigger. See, we don't like to talk about it. It's hard for us to be honest and say, I've been mad at God. God failed me. God's like, Jeremiah at least was honest. He said, God, you're like an unreliable stream. Well, you're just going to have to let that go. Lord, let's go through that. We went through that some yesterday. Let's go through it again today. Father, in the name of Jesus, in my own mind and my own emotions, I have felt like that you have failed me. In all truth, I know by my mind and understanding of your word that it's impossible for you to fail. Nonetheless, I have experienced that in my own life. I ask you to forgive me for thinking such. But I do release that by confessing it today in Jesus' name. I do not expect for you to give to me anything for which I've not met the conditions. Forgive me for thinking so in Jesus' name. And deliver me now from bitterness that I've had toward you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He's a merciful God. Now, that spirit, go. You demon spirits now of unforgiveness and resentment and bitterness toward God. Now, get out. Get out. You Antichrist spirit, go. Go. Spirits of the Antichrist. In Jesus' name, get out right now. Get out. All the Antichrist spirits, go. Go, go. That bitterness toward God. In Jesus' name, that resentment and anger. Come out, anger. Now, anger and violence. You demons in the emotions that have come into the emotions through bitterness. The demons of violence and anger and rage and murder. Come out. Come out right now. The spirits of murder. In Jesus' name, we cast you out. and anger and rage and violence go, and temper in Jesus' name. That losing temper in Jesus' name right now. Go, go, go. That volatile spirit, that spirit of temper and sharp tongue, go. Come out. You demons of the cutting tongue, come out. Where the tongue is cut. In Jesus' name, go, go right now, go right now, go right now, come out right now. In Jesus' name, we come to sweeten these waters. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, get out, all of you now, go, go now. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' mighty name, thank you, Jesus, praise you, Jesus, thank you, Lord, praise you, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise you, Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, let's pray about infirmity. Things in your body that are manifesting physically because of bitterness and unforgiveness. Arthritis is one of the big ones. Bone problems, joint problems. The Bible says that it will cause the dryness of the bone. Calcium deposits. Cancer. Jesus' name right now. Lord, we just praise you now to heal us. In the name of Jesus, just receive now. I come against all spirits of infirmity. You get out now. You leave, everyone in this room. Spirits of infirmity, we just cast you out. Infirmities, come out. Come out right out of the lungs. Right now, infirmities in the lungs, come out. In the liver, come out. In Jesus' name, we cast you out of the liver. And the pancreas, come out in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits of diabetes, we cast you out. Come out of the pancreas. Come out of the blood right now. In the name of Jesus, get out right now. Get out right now. In Jesus' name, spirits of arthritis, come out. And all bone and joint problems, go. All you demons in the bones and joints, come out. In the marrow, come out. In Jesus' name, we curse every cancer spirit. We curse tumors now in Jesus' name to dissolve. All of you demons of cancer, leave, leave, leave now. In the name of Jesus, come out right now. Go out of the organs in Jesus' name. Brain cancer, brain tumor, go. In the name of Jesus right now. Go right now. Go right now. In the name of Jesus right now. Get out, all of you demons right now of infirmity and disease and infection. Go in the name of Jesus right now. You demons that cause tissue to rot and corrupt, go. In Jesus' name, bow to the incorruptible seed of Christ and leave now in the name of Jesus. Get out right now. Get out right now. Go, go, go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Spirits of accident, accident-prone spirits, go. I discern some here. Go in the name of Jesus. Get out. You spirits of accident-prone that cause people to break bones and have accidents and cut themselves, go in the name of Jesus. Go right now. In Jesus' name, get out right now. In the name of Jesus, spirits in the stomach, come out. Stomach problems, infirmities, ulcers, and heartburn spirits, go. In the name of Jesus, cancer of the stomach, go. In Jesus' name right now, indigestion spirits, and spirits in the colon, come out now, and in the bowels, go, 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 go. I rebuke the spirits of prostate cancer and prostate problems, go. In the name of Jesus right now, get out, go, 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 go. Come on, demons, all of you, named and unnamed, go out of God's people. Go out of God's people in gangs and groups. Go to the outer darkness and leave here now. We send you off to judgment in Jesus' name. Get out. You're being judged. We judge you and cast you out now. Leave, leave. You're trespassing. In the name of Jesus, get out. In the name of Jesus right now, the rejection, the spirits of rejection, go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, rejection, go. In Jesus' name, we command you out. Demons that cause the feelings of rejection and inferiority and insecurity, in Jesus' name, and in inability, go in Jesus' name. Now, you spirits that we spoke of a while ago, you pharisaical spirits, we come to you and we rebuke you and cast you out. You demon spirits of religiosity and pharisaicalism, go in the name of Jesus. Get out. You demons of religious activity, in Jesus' name, go, 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 leave us, loose God's people. We break the hold of those traditions and bondages of religious spirits, go, in the name of Jesus. We break that curse of legalism and the spirit of death, now go. We break your hold over us, death. We'll not live in your house, in Jesus' name. Get out, in the name of Jesus, right now. We break your hold, Satan, in the name of Jesus. Now loose us and get out of here, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Spirits of grief, grief that have come through woundedness, We command you go now, grieving spirits. Grieving spirits, we cast you out, grieving in Jesus' name. And depression and heaviness through that hurt, go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, brethren, one last thing. With some of the hurts that you've had, there's been actual wounds to your spirit man. The Bible says, and I would suggest that if you would, we did a teaching here one time on the wounded spirit, and it's highly anointed. I'm not saying that because I did it. God did it. It was one of the most anointed services that I've ever had here. It was on the wounded spirit. But it says the spirit of man will sustain an infirmity, but a wounded spirit, who can bear? So it's possible that when you are hurt or somebody does something to you, that your actual spirit man can be wounded, can be torn. And there's a lot of results from that. I mean, it makes it hard for you to receive ministry. Almost impossible at times. It makes it hard for you to retain anything of the Spirit of God. It's like the bag's been broken and it won't hold anything. The container's got a leak in it. And it needs to be healed. And only the Lord Jesus can do it. Only Jesus. And some of you, the reason you just can't ever get stabilized as a believer, no matter how much teaching you've had and so forth, is because you need a healing of the wound of your spirit. It said Jacob wouldn't be comforted when he heard about Joseph. Turned his head to the wall and wouldn't let anybody comfort him. And what we find out with people with a wounded spirit, they'll let you pray for them, but they can't receive comfort. They've been hurt by people so much that, you know, don't lay hands on me, don't, inside they resist the ministry. You can't receive. Before we leave here, the Lord wants you to receive healing for that if you'll receive it. But you've got to make a choice to receive that. You've got to learn to receive. You've got to, by an act of your will, say, I'm going to receive comfort. I'm going to do it. It's going to kill me. But I'm going to do it. I'm not going to lick this wound any longer. I'm going to open myself up. I'm going to forget about somebody laying hands on me. I'm going to lay all that down, and I'm going to receive comfort and be healed today. Today. Amen? Some of you need that. Now the problem is, there's only a few of us. There's a lot of you. So you're going to have to help each other. Body ministry here.
Oh, it's dangerous, Brother Steve. You don't know. Well,
I'm going to put it all under the blood of Jesus. And under the authority that's here. And we're not going to let anything transfer or anything happen here. In the name of Jesus. We're going to let the Holy Spirit take charge. And brethren, I'm going to ask you this. I'm going to ask you that know you need healed in this way. I'm going to ask you to stand up. Praise the Lord. I don't know who's going to miss to who. Praise you, Jesus. Well, brethren, I'm just going to turn you loose. And Father, we just pray for the Holy Spirit's wisdom, the anointing of the Spirit of comfort. Holy Comforter, you come. And we just pray now that as we just minister to each other for a flow of love and of healing, let the oil of healing just flow down, Lord, in this place today. And what I'm going to ask you to do is not turn to somebody you're familiar with. Okay? I'm going to ask you to kind of move across here and let... I think... initially that it'd be best that we stay of the same gender, female with female and male with male, but not with somebody you're familiar. Let somebody minister to you the love of the Lord. And Linda's back here, Glenn's over here, I'm up here, and there's Linda back there, and I don't know who else we got, but let's just let the Holy Spirit do a work here for about 5 or 10 minutes, okay? Just let the Holy Spirit do a work.
And if some of you feel want to, we'll get the oil out up here and we'll anoint you with oil, but I just speak healing. That healing's going to flow down here. I loose the spirit of love, agape love, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For you said that you've given us a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. And we receive that anointing now, Lord, and healing and comfort. In Jesus' name. Be led of the Spirit. Be led of the Spirit now. And just some of you that are sitting, that are free to, you might move out, but just move to each other. And even if you're standing, it's all right. You can minister to each other, even if you're standing up. So let's just let the Holy Spirit move here, okay? In Jesus' name. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.